So I want to hear about Isaac, your 82-year-old woman, also with brain mets.
Okay, so this is an 82-year-old woman presented with acute shortness of breath. She was a remote cigarette smoker. She had quit 55 years previous. Went to the emergency room. The initial concern was a possible pulmonary embolism. CTA chest was done, which ruled out PE, but found that she had a fairly large right upper lobe mass and an associated large right pleural effusion. She did have significant comorbidities, including atrial fib, history of CHF. So the course involved, she underwent right thoracentesis, where 1.7 liters of fluid was removed. Cytology cell block showed malignant cells, TTF1 and NAPSNA positive, consistent with primary pulmonary adeno. And her staging MRI brain showed two lesions, showed a right parietal mass, measuring 1.7 cm with some associated edema, and then a right occipital lobe mass with no appreciable edema. She was started on steroids and Keppra. She had no neurologic symptoms, and her neurologic exam was non-focal. She was subsequently stable for discharge, and plasma-based genomic testing, Guardant 360 was done, which showed that she had an EGFR L858R driver mutation. Baseline PET CT, again, showed similar findings, FDG avid, right upper lobe mass, right pleural malignancy, as well as bone metastases.
So Justin, can you talk about how you might think through a patient presenting like this?
Yeah, so clearly a patient who has metastatic disease with CNS metastases, one of which is on the larger side at 1.77 meters. You mentioned that there was some edema, and I believe this patient was 82 years old. So, you know, I think in my view, this patient, I agree, you know, starting on some steroids given the edema, but I would still feel comfortable pursuing first-line osimertinib here. We know first-line osimertinib, in terms of intracranial response rates, has a very high intracranial response rate of 90%. But I would watch the brain very closely just to make sure I'm going in the right direction. And by closely, I mean I'd get a follow-up brain MRI 3 to 4 weeks just to make sure that we're seeing interval shrinkage. I'd also want to make sure that when the complete genotyping came back, to Jeff's earlier point, that there weren't any other co-mutations, in particular the MET amplification, that might indicate that there may be some de novo resistance. But in an 82-year-old, we're also very wary of giving radiation. I think upfront osimertinib and following the brain closely would be my approach.
So what happened with the patient?
Yeah, so that's exactly what I did. I got a 4-week follow-up MRI brain, which showed that both lesions were smaller. She was still asymptomatic from a neurologic standpoint. And then subsequent repeat PET CT showed improvement at all sites, the primary lung mass, the mediastinal nodes, the pleura, and bone as well.